This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is the Green God.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I remember this guy seeming cooler when we read about the children of the Green God. But I will always be down for some body horror and transformation stuff.
I couldn't remember the children of the Green God other than reading them about this. And I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Rabbit people.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is, it's like a big overgrown,
vegetable gremlin.
Yeah. Like a vegetable gremlin, vaguely reminiscent of the Maui heads at, Easter Island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he forces you to like vor him. Like he breaks you off a celery stalk, you know,
literal salad fingers.
Yeah. That's a reproductive celery stalk. Yeah. Joke's on you. And then you turn into a rabbit.
Yes.
Creature.
Yes.
And that's him.
Uh-huh.
That's our boy.
That's what he does. Yep. He breaks me off a piece of that me, yep. and then makes you into a him. Successful medicine checks will save you. I'm not sure exactly what that involves. I imagine that would be fun for the keeper to come up with, some kind of on-site surgery/horticulturalism.
Yeah, I mean, or is it just making you puke?
Maybe,
you know, because it just seems like it's eating the stuff that does it.
Yeah.
And you only have you don't have very long before you have to do that thing. So it could just be before you digest it.
OK, I imagine like hooking in
a medicine check to make somebody puke. Like, I got a pretty good medicine score. Yeah. Make somebody puke.
Yeah.
You know, it's like pretty easy to stick your fingers on somebody's throat.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, not if they don't want to.
Well, I mean, maybe.
I've never tried to stick my finger down a rabbit person's throat.
No.
Those big chomps.
Yeah. I've been so sick that I've wanted to, that I've tried doing that. Like, oh God, I just need to throw up and it'll be better. But the thing is, when you're in that position, that never works. So I can imagine that not working when you had the Green God in you.
Oh, it works for me.
Does it?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I will make myself gag brushing my teeth, but the second I need to get the poison out, you know, and it's not necessarily very often. I don't want people to read anything into that. It's not sad. It's just funny. No, but like you're nauseous and just like, man, I would be able to concentrate. You know, with this, you know, just prolong it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Elective puking.
Elective
puking. Like, I am so here for it. The trick is you have to engage the mind as well. So you can't, for me, it's like, if I just stick my finger down my throat, I'll do that. I'll gag, but I won't actually, you know, I won't climax. just a money shot, you know, right. But if I engage my brain, at the same time and I start thinking about gross stuff,
right.
Then that will do it.
Yeah.
You know, I paint myself a tongue picture, you know, like with my brain.
You have to just trace the alphabet on the back of your tongue.
Yeah, yeah. While thinking about, you know, just the grossest stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if I got Green Godded,
okay,
like I could probably go make myself throw up, but his rabbits probably wouldn't let me.
Do you think the Green God tastes good?
I hope so. one little, like, you know, one little dessert before becoming a rabbit creature.
Yeah, like, but like, well, like, what if it was actually like the tastiest herb?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, like, you add him to a stir fry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is adventure hook as hell. Like, yeah. that right there is a great adventure hook. Like, he tastes really good and he like gourmands, you know, sweeps like the town.
Yeah.
Whatever. Because this is it's just like this little tiny, tiny town is like the only place where this god is and its worshippers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filled with rabbits. Well, it's like the Shadow over Innsmouth, but with the rabbits. you have like foodies discover it,
yeah.
You know, and discover this cuisine, and then it becomes this like hot, like kind of natural food thing.
Yeah, now you got to get it from the source, and there's like counterfeit. There's counterfeit ones, and like the party, you know, is being led by an NPC who wants the ultimate dish, but like he gives all of you the counterfeit stuff. And he takes the real stuff because he's low down, and he transforms, and that puts you on the road.
Yeah, yeah. You think it's going to be, you know, you just got screwed.
Yeah.
And then it turns out to be this like creepy thing. Like, maybe he doesn't pay you. And on your way out of town, you go up into his room and you just hear this like bleeding.
Yeah.
You know, from inside.
Yeah. Rabbits do make terrible noises.
you know, and just like, oh god, like, yeah, I gotta get, like, I love my friends and I love my game group, but I wish they were more into spooky shit.
Yeah.
Cause it would be fun to, you know, it's just riff. Like, I could just run one-on-one games with riff,
which is just you telling a scary story to your friend.
Yeah. And every once in a while, him rolling dice to see, you know, whether the story continues. Yeah. But the, you know, that would be, you know, cause I gotta get back into the spooks, spook zone. Cause there's a bunch of hooks.
Yeah.
The thing I pitched to the group before I did the game I did that they rejected was doing a Call of Cthulhu thing, but explicitly doing it Monster of the Week style.
Mm.
So just like, there's no running plot. It's just, you guys are basically X-Files and every week there's going to be something,
yeah,
you know, based on one of these creatures or whatever hooks I can come up with, these creatures or gods.
Yeah.
But yeah, didn't bite.
That sounds fun, but they're not into spooky stuff. So you can't force it.
Yeah. Yep, not as in a spooky stuff. Can't force the spooks like you can force someone to eat a salad.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.